We talk cross country as they get their season started tomorrow up at Goodland. A good place to start the season off here. And we haven't had him on the show in, well, it's probably 7 or 8 seasons here. And now Scott City alum, debuting as head coach for cross country, Joey Meyer. And does it sound still a little weird that it's head coach Joey Meyer?
Yeah, that, you got that right on the dot. 7 years, you got that. But yeah. It does. I was just talking to Shelby. I was like, I haven't been in an interview since my senior year in cross country and basketball. So yeah. I was like, pretty cool. But yeah, it's cool hearing Coach Meyer instead of just Joey Meyer now. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah, and plus we were in a different building too a few years back.
Yeah, so, yeah. Yeah, we moved across the street.
It's all changed. Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's been that you've got great numbers out there in that mid to upper 20s this year, and that's mm-hmm. pretty exciting. And so a lot of newcomers, but also some very good veterans who returned from some pretty good teams last year. How have things been over the first, well, I guess you had the camp in middle of August and then mm-hmm. the practices 2-3 weeks here leading up to tomorrow?
Yeah, this is our fourth week in straight because we had our camp a little later in August. This is our fourth week, and we pushed them pretty hard the first 3 weeks. And this week we kind of took it easy to get some relax and get your legs fresh for Goodland because Goodland can have some tough hills for them, and it's usually hot. So we're making sure we're ready to go for tomorrow, so we kind of took it easy on them this week, but we pushed them pretty hard the last few weeks.
I know, we were kind of talking about that before we came back on. Usually it's about 80s, and then it jumps up to the 90s and near 100 that day, but hopefully it doesn't change that way tomorrow. But I think you have to be pretty excited about the crew that you're going to be taking up there tomorrow.
Yes. Yeah, I've been looking at my phone every day seeing what the weather's going to be like. But, yeah, we're super excited just to get into competition, and they haven't competed in 6 months, so it'll be fun to get run against someone else other than just your teammates.
I know it's probably a little different maybe compared to the other sports with probably how things are run for cross country with everything with COVID. Mm-hmm. What are some things that you guys have to do differently maybe that you would have not normally had to do?
So we just found out today, Goodland, we don't have to do any masks, anything if you're social distance, but we just found out Hugoton, they want them to wear a mask for the first 400 meters of their race.
Ooh.
And then they can pull it down or take it off and throw it to a manager. So I brought that up to the kids, and they really didn't like that. It's just thinking about that, running in a 400 mm-hmm. with your face covered, it would be pretty hard. It's hard to breathe anyways sometimes in the heat. And so we have to adapt to that. Maybe that week we practice that for a 400 meters just to see how it feels. And, I mean, we got to adapt so we can have our season.
Yeah.
We can't let our season just get canceled because we won't wear a mask for 400 meters. So
absolutely, and you have to think of that in perspective and stuff. But kind of talk about some of your newcomers, your mm-hmm. senior leaders that are really helping step things up for you guys.
Yeah, our senior leaders have came in. They worked hard all summer. We had practices Tuesday, Thursday nights, whoever can make mm-hmm. it. And the seniors were there pretty much every night, and they pushed them pretty hard over the summer. And we have 15 freshmen out, I believe.
Wow.
So that's half of our team. So that's a big jump in numbers there. And we have some junior leaders and some sophomores. We just have a good mix all the way throughout on leaders and kids that just want to come in and work hard.
Well, tomorrow, Goodland, we've mentioned it here. I guess kind of go through what you like to see from your team here first meet out in the year.
I'm just looking for them to come out and compete. I want them to see that fight in them. And, like, there's a kid right in front of me. I'm going to get him at the end no matter what. Just kind of that fight. We have some younger kids on both teams. We have 4 freshmen on each varsity. So I want those upperclassmen to show them you need to stay at this pace. Don't overdo it in that first mile because you will feel that in the last mile and you won't be able to finish as well. So I'm just looking to see that consistency.
It should be a fun one for you guys tomorrow, and always good to get that first meet under your belt there and a lot of the nerves. And that usually calms things down, I think, for the rest of the mm-hmm. year. But once again, it is Coach Joey Meyer joining us here from Scott County Hardware. Thanks, as always, here, and good luck to you coming
up
tomorrow.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Adam.
All right, once again, Coach Joey Meyer joining us here tonight from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. And we're going to get first runner here tonight. It's going to be Jackson Coe joining us here. He's a veteran. He's run at State a couple of times here. And Junior, how are you doing this evening?
Not too bad. Adam, how are you doing?
Doing all right, thank you. Well, you're one of the big veterans on the team, third year out here in the high school course for cross country. And how things have been, leading up to tomorrow's race coming up at Goodland?
Not too bad. A lot of freshmen. A lot of freshmen are really stepping it up and showing their colors. And I'm excited to see how they do in a real race.
And you've been to state a couple of years. You've got a lot of experience under your belt. What are some things that you've maybe tried to work with some of the underclassmen with, you know, learning to run that extended race from middle school?
Well, it was a big surprise for me, just the distance mm-hmm. and the speed, because it's a longer distance and it's still faster. And that's what I guess a lot of them are finding out, mm-hmm. and it'll be a surprise for some of them come race day.
You've had the experience at that course there at Goodland. What do you remember the most maybe about that course?
It is always hot there. Every year it's hot. It's miserable.
Do you like it? Do you prefer running in the heat or do you prefer running in the cold weather?
Definitely the cold. The cold makes it a lot better, and because you warm up during the race, and then it's so nice. The first part's pretty bad, but after that it makes it so much better.
All right. Yeah. What's the goal that you have for this season?
Well, I want to get first in a couple meets, and I want to break 17.
All right. Yeah, you were pretty close to that last year, weren't you?
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Hopefully.
All right, Junior Jackson Coe joining us here. Thanks as always, and good luck to you coming up.
Well, thank you.
All right, once again, Jackson Coe joining us here from Scott County Hardware, and we have our next guest here, and that's her second or third year out for third year. I'll turn your mic on.
Oh, so, third year.
Yeah, there you go. Claire Rumford joining us here. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you, Alan?
Oh, doing all right. I knew that was going to come out. Oh, well, it's the first of the year, so. But anyways, does it feel like it's your senior year of cross country?
Yes, it definitely does. I'm definitely ready for it to get over with.
So how many miles did you log over the summer?
Not a lot. Not a lot. Not as many as I should have.
Well, but it's all right. You're going to make up with it for it at the end, right?
Yes,
all
that's right. For sure.
But nope, you're one of a couple seniors on the team. And what's it kind of like to be looked up to some of the younger ones, maybe a lot of newcomers maybe they kind of have to help lead along the way?
It's definitely a responsibility we're taking on this year. It's different from last year for sure. But I think we're doing a good job. There's three of us this year, so.
It's going to be fun here. And, you know, what's probably the thing that you enjoy the most about cross country?
I definitely don't enjoy the running, that's for sure. I definitely just enjoy the team aspect of it. Just being around those people every day, that's what makes it fun.
Well, you enjoy the challenges of start to finish, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, there you go. As you try to get progress along the season, what's maybe something you'd like to see time-wise or improve upon as you go on through the season?
Probably time-wise, I'm going to say 25 maybe. I think last year me and Olivia got to a 24, so.
All right. Are you guys running neck-to-neck again?
No, she's gotten me this year.
Well,
she's a little bit faster.
That's not very nice of her. No, I'm kidding. That's good for the team, though. But, yeah, tomorrow, Goodland, what do you remember running about that course there and what to expect?
It's always been hot, and it's always been lots of hills, so.
Yeah. Well, it should be a fun season for you, and hopefully it is a good one as well here. And off to a big start here tomorrow. Well, thanks again for joining me here.
Thank you, Alan.
Good luck.